In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony Correnti. We're preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To those who love God, all things work together for the good. Now, sickness is not of God, but he can use your sickness. When I was a child, I had epilepsy, and I was healed through the prayer of our Blessed Mother. Amen. I was healed. And now I have a real experience of caring for people who have epilepsy, and many times they're healed. So God used what happened to me to bless people. He didn't give me the epilepsy, but God used the epilepsy to pray for people. And that's really the truth. I remember with this epilepsy, we lived in a three-family house. I was at a friend's house, the second floor. I was pulling in the clothes, and I decided to take a seizure. She was 4'10". She pulled me in. I could have died that day. I could have died that day. But I didn't. Thanks be to God. She pulled me in. She pulled me in. That was phenomenal. You had to see this lady. She just was a little woman, but she pulled me in. That was God's grace. That was God's grace. To those who love God, all things work together for the good.
Happy First Friday. That's because God has a perfect plan for Father Tom's life. He has a perfect plan for all of your lives. You know, before Father Tom even knew he had epilepsy, God knew he was going to heal him. You know, God uses everything for the good. Before you even had a broken heart, God knew he was going to give you a new heart. Today in the church, we celebrate on the first Friday the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's my favorite day of the month. It's the best day because it's the love of God. Is the greatest, the highest virtue of God. It's the highest virtue we can obtain with humans. And it's the greatest experience we can receive on this earth. You know, in heaven, everything will fade away. All our works, everything besides the love of God. You know, and today God wants to give you, on this first Friday, a special touch of his love. He wants to replace your heart with his sacred heart. You know, he wants you to understand the way that we love God, the only way we can love God, is to understand how much God loves us. You know, God has a perfect plan for your life and everything that you've been through. You know, God has already foreseen it. He foreknows it. And he's going to use it to bring you into a place of, he wants you to be in a place of divine union with him. Like in the Our Father, pray on earth as it is in heaven. There's some days that God wants to give you a touch of heaven, a touch from heaven, because he wants you to remind you how much you are loved, how he's with you every day of your life. And today's a day that you're going to get a special touch from heaven. Today's going to be a day where the love of God pervades you. And you know, God uses everything, so he's so good and so merciful that the love of God is constant. But, you know, we ebb and flow between suffering and joy. It's because God loves us and he puts us through the fire here on this earth because he wants to spend eternity with us. You know, there's things that happen in our life that we can't see the good in at the time because the human mind is not like the mind of God. We're looking at sickness and disease in the temporal life. But God is using that to purify us, and he's using that because he wants a purified soul that can reside in heaven with him forever. Everything works for the good for God. I could speak in my life. I'm such a faulty man. I was such a sinner. But all my sins, all my pain, all my addiction, it's now glorified by God. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But that didn't come until I had full trust in God. And today, God just wants to trust you. But he's asking you, do you trust in him?
Lord Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you said that we would do the same things that you did, and greater still, because you go to the Father. Lord Jesus, heal your people. Heal that person with an eye problem.
Amen.
Heal that person now. Heal that person with the neck problem right now through the merits of the cross. Heal that person with the back problem,
Amen.
Upper back, in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of the blood. God knows that everything that we've ever been through, he uses for the good to those who love him. Now, if you don't love him, he's not going to use anything for the good. It's all about loving God. But first of all, God, first of all, loved us.
Yes.
And sent his Son as an expiation, a sacrifice for our sins. That's what God did. You say, but I'm so weak. Well, then I'll join the rest of humanity. We're all weak. And God uses our weakness. They used to call me timid. Imagine, timid Tom. I'm not timid when I preach the gospel. I'm not timid when I tell you, you are loved with an everlasting love. The heart of Jesus is poured out upon you. I'm not timid when I preach the gospel.
Because where we end, God begins. You know, where our timidity ends is where God begins. The Holy Spirit comes upon Father Tom and pours out onto you through him. Right now, God is pouring out onto you through Father Tom, through this radio. You're being chosen of a day of love and grace and healing. You know, like Father Tom said, God had a perfect plan and he was healed for epilepsy, because once we are healed, we are called to heal others through that same wound. But before we can heal others, our soul needs to be healed. And you know, God can do anything on his own merits, but largely he wants you to just have the faith for it. Do you have the faith to be healed today? You know, like I spoke about yesterday, I was in the monastery, and you know, I learned a lot from the contemplative monks. And one of the prayers I prayed, and I sat there, and I tried to sit in the silence. And although it was deafening at times, I just believed that God would help me through it, because everything is only by the grace of God. On my own merits, I could do nothing. But the prayer I said is simply, Jesus, I believe you are present right now in my soul. Jesus, I believe that you are present right now in my soul. Jesus, I believe you are present right now in my soul. Do you know that? That when you accepted Jesus in your heart, you became a supernatural human living in a natural plane. You know, the King of this world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God now resides in you. Like Father Tom said, you can now go to the Father in the name of Jesus. You can now ask, pray that people get healed and they are healed. You can pray that you are healed and become healed. You can pray for revelation of how God had a perfect plan to use all your pain, struggle, and anxiety to bring you to this place right now. So he could choose today to give you revelation and lift you up higher. You know, he chose today to be the day that he replaces your heart with Jesus's sacred heart. Because in the love of God, all things are redeemed. You know, you get a little taste of what heaven's going to be like. You come into the unity of heaven where you're living within God. If you knew what prayer was, you would live in prayer. When you can commune and speak with God, and you don't want to know of God, you want to know God, and He wants to know you. Will you open yourself up to a personal relationship today? Just say in your mind, Jesus, do it. Because before you had a problem, He has the answer. Before you knew something was wrong, He was already using that to bring you closer to Him. You know, He has a perfect plan for you and everything about you, everything about your life. You know, His love is unboundless. His mercy is His greatest attribute. And Lord, we just ask for You to send Your rays of divine mercy on every person who's listening, every wound within them. Give them the grace to forgive on this day. Give them the grace that today will be the day that rings into eternity, that marks a change in their life. And today is the day where pain will turn into joy, unbelief will turn into belief, and sadness will turn into love. We release that now upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All you need to do is receive.
Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, nothing is wrong. Everything is right.
Yes.
The worship of God is powerful. God wants the earth to reflect what's happening in heaven. That happens when we celebrate the Eucharist.
Amen.
It's more heaven than earth. Because we receive His precious body and blood, and we have Him living in us sacramentally. Now, He's also living in me now by the grace of God. The Spirit of God is with us right now. I can feel the Spirit of God. He's on us right now. Wonderful. There was a lady who came who had cancer yesterday, and I prayed with her. The doctors have given her up. But after I prayed with her, the Spirit of God was upon me. I could experience the presence of God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. The Spirit of God is upon you right now. The Spirit of God is touching you right now. Wherever the trauma is, the Spirit of God is healing that trauma so that you would know the good things of the Lord.
Yes. You know, God is outside of space, time. He's outside of everything. And there's nothing that happens by coincidence. I can feel the Spirit of God on Father Tom. And you can feel it on you. It's because God's choosing you right now. You know, the Spirit of God works all things. So everyone's being chosen for different healings, different miracles, different impartations. Because God knows what you need. You already asked Him to do it. You know, we don't know the words. The Holy Spirit gives us utterance. You know, God's not looking for your prayer to be the perfect words. He's not looking for you to figure out what He wants. He's just looking to say, Thy will be done. Say right now, Jesus, Thy will be done.
Jesus, Thy will be done.
When you say Thy will be done, it's saying, Jesus, You take care of it. And you know, someone say, oh, you know, Anthony, that's too simple. I have such complicated problems. I have such big mountains in my life. All I need to do is say, Jesus, You take care of it. Right now, Jesus is in heaven smiling at you and loving you. Because what's impossible to man is a blink of the eye to Jesus. You know, what's a mountain in your life is a mole. It's less than a molehill. It's a nothing in Jesus' life. He already knows He's going to heal you. He's going to heal your soul, take you to a deeper level of belief. He's just waiting on you. And he chose today to be the day. Right now, there's an anointing on this broadcast through Father Tom that's just breaking yokes on people. You know, fear is being broken off people.
Amen.
Because the opposite of love isn't hate, like Father Tom says, it's fear. And we just break the spirit of fear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we break the spirit of rejection.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we break the spirit of unforgiveness.
Amen.
You know, unforgiveness puts up a barrier for healing. Right now, God's just letting you know who you need to forgive. And you might say that it's too painful to forgive them. What they put me through is too painful. I hate them. You know, you're not forgiving them for them. You're forgiving them for God. Unforgiveness gives you to the tormentors. So right now, God's just giving you the strength and the power and the love and the knowledge to receive your healing. You know, it's only the love of God that drives people to repentance. It's not the fear of hell. It's not the, you know, it's not the sentiments of condemnation. Once you understand how much you're loved by God, and how perfect a plan he has for you, you will never want to offend him. The only thing you will fear is losing his presence. The presence you feel right now is a presence you can live in. Right now, Jesus just wants you to pray, say,
Jesus,
come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
I repent for my sins.
I repent for my sins.
I rebuke and renounce.
I rebuke and renounce
Satan and all his works.
Satan and all of his works.
Be the Lord and Savior of my life.
Jesus, be the Lord and Savior of my life.
Now, Jesus, me and Father Tom pray that you baptize everyone now in the Holy Spirit, in the holy fire of God.
Amen.
Give them the gift of tongues. Give them a supernatural experience within them. Give them the healings they need. And just fill them with the Holy Spirit so they'll never be the same. You know, before me and Father recorded a broadcast, and it was so anointed for today. But somehow, you know, the enemy shut it off on us, and we had to redo it again. You know, he thought we were going to quit and leave it to be. But you know, God never quits. Father Tom will never quit on you. You know, God uses everything for his good. So when the enemy, the devil, sorry, is going to shut us off, God just doubled down on the healing for you.
Amen.
He doubled down on the anointing for you.
Amen.
He doubled down for today to be the day, this broadcast to be the broadcast where the love of the Father and the glory of the Father just pours out onto you in a way that you've never experienced. Just receive it.
Don't try. Don't try. You have no ability to try. Just receive it. Receive it. It's like someone giving you a gift. You don't have to try to receive the gift. They give it to you, and you accept it. You see, the gift of the Holy Spirit is being given to you. You have to unwrap the box and tell the Holy Spirit, I want you to rule my life.
Yes.
I want you to bring me to Jesus every day. I want you to do miracles. I want you. See, it's all about receiving.
Yes.
It's not about striving. People have striven all their lives, and you know what they've got? Nothing.
Pain.
Yeah, pain and being alone. I tell you, it's not in striving. It's in receiving. Receive the Holy Spirit. On Easter Sunday night, he went into the upper room, and the doors were locked, and he came through the doors, and he breathed upon them. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit.
How good is God? So we just take a minute to receive you, Jesus, and everything you went on the cross to give us. The Lord comes to you in the silence. It's the most purest form of God. You know, he wants you to live in the feeling you feel right now. How amazing is it that he works everything to the good? You know, what the devil tried to shut down, God doubled down on. You know, I spent a long time in Arizona, at Arizona State in college, living a life not of God. But God has a sense of humor, because now people in Arizona will hear this broadcast, and they'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, everything God had a plan for my life, he has a plan for your life. You know, we just worship you, Jesus. We thank you. You know, in heaven, there's angels singing right now. There's a whole host of this heavenly army. Jesus is the commander that want to work for you. You know, we think the U.S. Army is strong. Think of the army of heaven. There's the saints. There's the angels. There's Mary, who's above all the angels and saints. There's Jesus, there's the Father. You know, we are all united in a mystic body. And what's happening right now is that whole mystical body is coming into union with your soul. You know, when you woke up today, we had no idea that we were going to be touched like this. But God knew. And he knew this before he created the earth. And he chose today to be the day that you receive this. You know, the goodness of God is so amazing. You know, we could think forever on how much God loves us and his sacred heart on the first Friday. And after forever, we wouldn't even have a taste of the fullness of God's love. You know, the light of God drives out all darkness and it's just pouring down on you. In the glory of God, in the glory of the Father, all healings are possible. And the glory of God is just saturating you right now. You know, it's not a fairy tale. This is all real. We are called to live in this mystically unionized state with the Lord. You know, I've never said those words before in my life. They're from heaven to you. You know, I don't know anything. I'm so unworthy to be on this radio, but like Father Tom says, like, I know that I want to receive God. I know that I want everything God has to give me. I know that without God, I'm nothing. I know that every breath I take is a grace from God. I just ask, you know, sometimes you need to be broken so God can fix you. You need to be emptied so God can pour out on you. And he's pouring out on you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask for more fire from heaven, more love of God, more glory of the Father. Let the blood of Jesus wash everyone. We just ask for more, as to as much as everyone can handle today. And we just call down, let the guardian angel walk before them today. Let revelation come into their, not only their mind, but their heart. You need to know God loves you in your heart. It's not enough to know it in your mind, but it comes through experiential knowledge. And it's only through the grace of God you receive it. But he's choosing today to give you that experience. And I pray that just this stays with you. So I'm done talking. I just pray that, Jesus, you keep doing it.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, heal us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole. His love is forever. It makes us whole. Oh, yes, it heals all the past. All the past. It heals all the traumas. Forgive people so that you can receive the presence of God. Forgive people so that you can receive the presence of God. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment,
yes,
and his love,
yes,
has made me whole.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that Jesus first loved us before we even thought about him.
Yes.
God bless you.
Today was for you. I love you because Jesus loves you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.